All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. January 14, 2026. Beautiful day here on the east side of the country. I hope it's great wherever you were at. January 14th. Today is the day. You have to have all of your estimated taxes paid by today, just in case anybody was wondering. I know I have to get mine paid today. Not fun. Grateful I have the money, but it is not fun. It's been a rock I've been carrying around my neck for a whole, probably at least 6 months, worrying about this day. And it has come, and I've sharpened my pencil or pen, I should say, and wrote some checks, and hopefully I can drop this rock and be free of this burden. I haven't done the podcast for a while. I've been busy. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of great stuff. It's been pretty quiet, though. So, but I do want to do the podcast, so I thought I would come upstairs and see what is happening. My life is good. It's all because of sobriety, recovery, all of that great stuff. I did go to a meeting the other day. In fact, today is Wednesday. I went to the meeting on Monday. And that's a step meeting I like to go to. I've been, you know, I've talked about, you know, sort of changing my meetings around a bit. Been going to the Monday meeting at noon. I've been going to the Wednesday meeting today at noon, which I will be attending. But on Monday of this Monday, I was not able to go to the noon, so I ended up going to the evening meeting, and it is a step meeting. And I actually had sort of planned it because I went last week, and it was on the sixth step. And then I knew this week would be on the seventh step. Two of my favorite steps, right? Six and seven. Great book, Drop the Rock, if you're into those six and seven steps and you need a little more insight. Drop the Rock is a great book. And it was very helpful to me. But I do love it. I do love these steps. You know, some of the other steps I'm not as big a fan of, at least when it comes to reading and discussing. And one of the things I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of people come into recovery, including myself, back in the day. And, you know, obviously I would put down the drink, right? And then, you know, the steps seemed kind of like this thing, right? And I would work on them, but, you know, we started getting into six and seven. The number of people that are attending meetings, you know, and this isn't a bad thing, it's not a good thing, but it's harder to find people to discuss some of the later steps because, you know, it's a process, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And so, of course, I went to the meeting and the guy leading's like, who can sit up front and lead on the seventh? And there was no takers. And there was a girl there. He's like, have you worked on the seventh step? And she's like, I haven't done it yet. And he's like, well, you could come up here and, you know, talk about it. And I was like, no, let me sit up front. So I was able to sit up front and share my experience, strength, and hope. And talk about the seventh step. And to me, you know, this is really the beginning of our trip to Serenity Island, right? Inside Job, Pearl Jam. What a great song. I think I have played that song before, and every time I play that song, I have to remind myself that Eddie Vedder is not in recovery, right? But the words that he writes in that song are so deep, right? And underneath the smile lies everything. And, you know, the 6 and 7 step are, like I just said, man, it is the beginning on heading on the path to serenity. And we don't talk about serenity a lot, but it is a big deal. We say the serenity prayer a lot, but it's always about sober, right? Recovery, sobriety, and you got to have sobriety to get to serenity for sure. But there is more than just sobriety. And, you know, the 6th, the 7th, let me read the 6th. And I don't even know if I did a podcast the other day about it, but, you know, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, right? And 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. The meeting that I went to on Monday was on the 7th step. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. You know, all of this, you know, I shared, I think in the last podcast I did about, you know, this real revelation between lives and actions. And, you know, we admit we're powerless over our alcohol, that our actions, right, our lives, actions have become unmanageable. And like I shared in the meeting on Monday, I didn't even know what life was, right? I just know I had a series of events and some history, but I don't really know. You know, I've said before, if I could wish for the life, if I could make a wish and get the life that I wanted, I was too self-centered to even wish for the life that I have today, right? Because I don't know what life is, but I do understand actions. And, you know, we admit we're powerless over alcohol, that our actions have become unmanageable. That I can relate to, because my actions were my drinking and my driving and my behavior and, you know, all the little things that come with inside of all of that. And so when I started to learn about the 3rd step, you know, turning our will, thinking, and our lives, our actions over to the care of a God, of our understanding, and then practicing that, right, trying to make the right choice, trying to have that reflect in my life, experiencing the peace that comes with it, you know, because up until recovery, my life was nothing but fear and self and worry, which I think all still fall under self, but really, you know, devil stuff. And so I had become used to this existence of, you know, worry and pain. And when we start, you know, and if it's, you know, the first, you know, going to our first meeting, right? That's the first, that falls under the 3rd step, right? Making that choice. We have the choice not to, we choose to. And once we leave that first meeting, there is a peace. I remember driving home from my first meeting, being just in this peaceful place, right? And they call it that pink cloud because that is our first introduction to peace, right? Peace, love, and free of fear. And that today is what I call God. And I didn't have any of that, and I didn't have any God in my life, right? So, but you know, it is this journey, and I, you know, even, you know, getting sober and working through the steps, still not quite understanding what any of this meant, right? And, but, you know, going back out and coming back in and then starting to understand, you know, these character defects. And, you know, I may have said this before. There's a couple people, one specifically guy that I know that believes that the sixth and seventh are the same thing. It's just that, I don't know what he says, Bill didn't want to use different words or something, but, you know, I do not believe that. I feel like the sixth and seventh step are actually completely different, and if I don't recognize the seventh step as being different, then I may not actually successfully clean up all these character defects, right, and humbly ask God to remove them and all that stuff. It is, you know, this is my opinion, right? I am no expert or guru or anything like that. But what I've learned through my time in working on this is, you know, the sixth step is really the ones that people recognize, right? The lying, the cheating, the stealing, the sarcasm, the, you know, the jealousy, whatever it is that ruffles our feathers. You know, the sixth step is usually the one where the people notice. Like, man, I wish you didn't act like that. Or, you know, man, I can't believe you did that. Or, you know, these are the things that, you know, we get a lot of feedback from the people around us. The seventh step to me is the one that I get called out on by God. Right? Sixth step, public. Seventh step, private. And that's me dumbing it down. If you believe in a different thing or feel differently about that, that's great. But this is what, because I've had to understand, and you know, my buddy Matt used to say, you know, the seventh step is where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And when he told me that, I'd sort of, you know, I was able to connect the dots and start to understand, you know, was I a thief in my using days? Yes. Was I robbing people? No. But, you know, would I, you know, if someone left money on the floor, would I grab it? Sure. Was I stealing peace of mind? Absolutely. Was I selling drugs in a community and stealing peace of mind of a community? Absolutely. You know, there was a lot of things that were obvious. But, you know, put all those things aside, working through, you know, obviously a lot of those things dropped away when I got sober, right? I guess you could be sober and still sell drugs. I don't know, but it just wasn't the world I was looking for. So a lot of those big things kind of dropped away. But, you know, was I filling my pockets with sugar? Yes, I was. I'm guilty of that. And, but, you know, these, you know, whether it's sugar packets, you know, I've shared the story of my son cleaning his room, doing a great job at leaving clothes behind the door. It's that last 5%, you know, that keeps his ass, you know, under my watch going, you know, why didn't you clean your room? And he's like, I did. And I'm like, all I see is the clothes behind the door, right? It's that last part that keeps him still guilty of not completing the job. And that's sort of the way that I look at these character defects, right? We can stop lying, but are they white lies? We can stop, you know, publicly flirting with women, but are we hiding pictures, right? We know what we're doing, right? All the obvious stuff, my parents used to call me out on, my neighbors called me out on. If I was in a relationship, maybe that was called out my employer. As an employee, you know, my character defects were pointed out by all of these people. But over time, I stopped, you know, I started to get to work on time. I start putting the shopping carts away. I start, you know, praying every night. I stop, you know, lying and cheating and conniving and all that shit. To satisfy all of the eyes on me, right? And once we do that, or once I did that, you know, people stop staring at me and stop, you know, tilting their head and wondering when I was going to get better, because publicly, in their eyes, I was doing good. But it's that last 5%, right? It's the shortcomings. It's the shoulders, right? I've shared before, I asked that guy at a meeting, I go, what do you think a shortcoming is? The beginning of a character defect or the end? And he thought it was the beginning of a character defect. I sort of thought it was the end, right? Let's say, you know, we are a thief. We steal aluminum or, you know, break into houses or, you know, skim cards or whatever it is. And then we get sober and we stop doing all of that, right? But are we filling our pockets with sugar packets? And even though they're free, right? And that's what I said to my buddy Matt. I said, they're there for free. He says, yeah, but they're there to put into your coffee at the time. They're not there to take home. And I guess I found out you can steal free stuff, right? You know, It's free, but it's not free. And it's a big deal because, and it talks about that Serenity Island, going to Serenity Island, dropping the rock, and these are the little rocks, that we think about when we lay our head down at night, right? For me, it was always, and I did it for years, unfortunately, and through social media, but, just hearting things and, being friendly with women, being married, and that's never good. Innocently, right? Still keeping your toe dipped into that kind of behavior, but, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but, I've had to, I don't heart pictures anymore. I don't, because I, and no one would probably ever find out, and it is probably pretty innocent, unless they said, oh my God, I can't believe you heard of my picture. I love you, whatever. And maybe that's some fantasy that people have, but, but there's always a chance of getting caught. And I don't like that anymore, right? And like the song says, it's an inside job. At this point at the seventh step, it's really about, and like I said at the meeting, at some point I have to decide what is it that I'm here for, right? Because, coming into this program at the time, March 31st, 1997, if I had a list of all the things that I wanted to fix through recovery, it wasn't very deep. It, stop drinking and driving. That was the main one. Every night when I was using alcohol and on that journey, it was always like, please don't drink and drive. We'll just stay home tonight, Tom. Let's not go out. And I would make that deal with myself. And then as soon as I ingested the alcohol, I was behind the wheel. And so coming into this program, and obviously coming into the hospital, stop getting in fights, right? Stop drinking and driving and stop getting in fights. Maybe number three, stop feeling like shit every morning, because every morning I would wake up drunk and I felt terrible and I was tortured by self and guilt and all of these things. And I remember being on, back in those days I was working on the golf course and it was always like, who's talking about me? What are they saying about me? And it was like a horrible existence. And so maybe, maybe four things, right? But over time, we get better and we don't realize that some of these other things that we do are important, if not even more important, because they all can sort of draw me back down into where I initially started from. And so, clearly the first day, like I said, driving home from my first meeting, not drunk, just being blown away that I'm riding down the highway, not drunk, was just amazing, right? But these other little things start to come in, and that's why they tell us, put your shopping carts back, hang up your towel, fold your clothes, do your laundry, brush your teeth, right? Change your underwear. All of these simple little things that maybe didn't seem as important because, they didn't bring me, keep me up all night worrying about them, but they're all little things that still need to be taken care of in this lifestyle that I'm choosing now. And, I don't want to lay in bed going, geez, I haven't changed my underwear for 2 days, or, I hadn't gotten that bad. But you know what I'm saying? It's just these underlying things. And then, through the time and going to meetings and working with other people and being sponsored and having friends with more time and slowly being called out. Doug Davis called me out because I was, wanting to look at my house. And he's like, I'm dying. I don't give a shit. And I was like, oh, my God. It's not all about me, right? And my buddy Scott calling me out, calling him a chatty Cathy, saying that hurt his feelings, sarcasm, learning about that. I didn't realize how sarcastic I was, and I didn't realize why I was. Sarcasm, procrastination, which I still suffer from, right? And it still does exactly the same dirty magic it did to me back then as it does today. And, like I shared, I don't know if I shared it, but, I'm just having to pay all my taxes today, and I've been procrastinating, and I've been suffering with it, and I've been laying in bed worrying about it, right? And when I'm doing that, I am not in peace, love, and free of fear. I am not in the hands of God. I am in the hands of self. And it's a fucking torturous place to be. And but it's all inside, right? How good do I want to feel? How happy do I want to be? How well do I want to be? And it's, you know, it's easy to do 80, 90%, right? But it's that last 10%. You know, I look back and I'm like, why did I procrastinate so long on these taxes? Because I didn't have enough money, right? I had to find some money. And, you know, luckily I got some money from my dad for Christmas and I chose not to take it because I needed it for my taxes. And so I had to call him this morning and tell him I'm taking my Christmas money and I'm paying my taxes. He's like, why am I paying your taxes? And I go, well, you know, you give me money at Christmas and I chose not to take it and I'm going to put it towards my taxes. And unfortunately, we've had this conversation about 9 times, but he forgets now. And did he even need to know? No. But I try to live an honest life today, and I just wanted to let him know. And he's like, honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I'm like, I know, but I just want to tell you that this is what I'm doing, and this is why. And he was like, yeah, sounds good. But, you know, but I procrastinated. That's a character defect of mine. It's procrastinating, whether it's taxes, you know, cleaning my office, cleaning out my car, you know, putting, you know, at work, I have, you know, I just do a lot of hair color. I have these empty tubes everywhere. I've been procrastinating on it. And unfortunately, when I procrastinate on situations like that, the people that suffer are the people that are around me. You know, the people that I work with at the salon, they've had to, you know, we don't have a lot of room. And there's a big portion of my part of my shelf that's filled with half tubes of color. And it's sloppy and it's messy. And due to my procrastination, it exists. And so yesterday, I worked on it. I got it all cleaned up. And now that part of that break room there is much cleaner. And so the lady that I work for isn't going to give me like little snark comments about it. And so, but this are, you know, I have to decide, how happy do I want to be? 90% happy or all 100%? And to me, that is where the seventh step falls in, because, you know, someone actually may say something about the color, but the other things, it's just between me and God. And that's why I like when it says humbly, right? Humbly asked. And to me, humble is God and self is the devil. And what I take from that is when it says humbly asked, meaning, you know, this is between me and God inside my heart. And, you know, there's no voices. It's all intuition and feelings. And, you know, it's a big deal. And so these are the steps, you know, the fourth step, you know, we figure out why we behave the way we do. The fifth step, we really say it out loud and share it with another person. The sixth step, we take and we learn from what we learn in the fourth and fifth, and we try to adjust these just obvious character defects, right? The ones that everybody sees, the one that everyone's pointing out to us. And once we can try to get that done, and that, you know, that takes time too. But it's the seventh step where we finally start to clean up the last 10% of whatever it is. Let's say I give up procrastination, but like maybe I procrastinate for 30 minutes one day a week. I need to get rid of that, right? How do I do that, right? When something comes up, I just make a note. Let's get this done right now. Let's do it. And I have definitely gotten better with those kind of things. But the seventh step to me is a big deal. And even though I've done all 12 steps, I can definitely refer back to them and say, listen, are you doing what you're supposed to do? And super helpful. I mean, you know, it is a, like for a lot of people, I just wanted to stop drinking and driving. I just wanted to stop drinking bottles of vodka every day. I just wanted to stop getting in fights. But if we stick around long enough, and we want to stick around long enough, and we want to be sober and serene and all that, you know, I have to address these darker things. And so, yeah, I love the seventh step. It is awesome. And then we get into the eighth and ninth, and we clean things up, and then we can move on and start to have some peace, love, and free of fear, which I think is pretty awesome. So, yeah, sixth, seventh, very, very, two of my favorite steps. They are not the same. They are not. Sixth step is public, and the seventh step to me is private. You know, the sixth is the people around you call you out on, and the seventh is the one I think that God calls us out on. And it's just if we choose to listen, right? All right, I'm going to read the daily reflections, and I'm going to a meeting. January the 14th, no regrets. All right, here we go. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. Yeah, that's a promise, right? We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. That's it. That's so funny, right? That's the sixth and seventh step, right? We will not regret our character defects, but also I have to be willing to say that I am always willing to pay attention to make sure that they don't show back up. That's sort of what I took from that. All right, Alcoholics Anonymous, page 83. Once I became sober, I began to see how wasteful my life had been and had experienced overwhelming guilt and feelings of regret. The program's fourth and fifth steps assisted me enormously in healing those troubling regrets. I learned that my self-centeredness and dishonesty stemmed largely from my drinking and that I drank because I was an alcoholic. Now I see how even my most distasteful past experience can turn to gold because as a sober alcoholic, I can share them to help my fellow alcoholics, particularly newcomers sober for several years in AA. I no longer regret the past. I am simply grateful to be conscious of God's love and of the help I can give to others in the fellowship. Yep, that's right. Well, listen, you know, if you're on the sixth and seventh step, congratulations. Keep working. It is a, it's definitely a game changer. And like I said, I think it is the, you know, the beginning of serenity. Hey, I appreciate you letting me share. Have a great day. Bye.